record this morning. Reading and hearing Hebrews chapter 12. And verse number 1, if you dare say amen.
Amen.
I got a lot of irons in the fire, none of them getting hot. This is a familiar scripture for those that have been in the body of Christ for any length of time. And I've read it. And I keep telling you, I keep reading things and I don't see them, but then I go back again. And Brother Dean, it's there, but I didn't see it before I read it the first time. And that's the Holy Spirit there.
Yes, sir.
And give, you got the King James, Brother, there, Brother Brown. Give me that first verse. Yeah, give me that first verse.
Wherefore, sin, we also come past about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight.
And it version says, weight.
Mm-hmm.
Mine says, hinder.
Mm-hmm.
But it has something else that I think it's in both verses.
And the sin
which and, thou, that's it, and.
The sin.
And sin.
Which thou so easily.
Besets us.
Yes, it does, brother.
Now, the word there, I had not seen it, but it drove me to it. It's the tenting. The word A-N-D.
Man.
But after that and, there's something else in there, is it not?
Yes, sir.
In both verses, what?
It lets us.
Sin. Thank you, man. That's sin.
That's it.
So I want you to know there's something else besides sin.
Mm.
That can cause us, that will hinder us from our relationship.
Yes, Lord.
With God.
It does.
Y'all catch that.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said, look. I'm reading from the New International Version. Look what it says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us, the Hebrew writer, throw off everything that hindereth and sin
come on, preacher.
That so easily entangled.
Lord have mercy.
And let us run with perseverance.
Yes, sir.
The race that's marked out for us.
Lord have mercy.
Look what it said, verse number 2. It said, fixing your eyes on Jesus.
Come on, preacher.
The pioneer and perfecter of faith.
Mm.
For the joy set before him, what did he do? He endured the I don't know if there was joy, but he endured it.
Hurt.
And scorning his shame. And because, look what he said. Because he endured it and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
That's saying something.
Then the writer says, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners,
yes,
so that you will not grow what? Hello, somebody.
Weary.
And lose heart.
Lord have mercy.
So this morning I just want to talk to you from the self. What is it that's holding you back?
Mm. Come on, preacher.
See, because I'm here to tell you. Remember the word, and we'll look at this, because I don't want to look at the word sin. I want to look at that word before that hinder. So there is something else that's holding us back.
Come on now.
And it's not necessarily something that we consider to be sin. And as we have seen and we heard in Bible class on Wednesday night, this is what I want us to notice. The writers give us a warning.
All right.
And also he gives us, look, in our text, give us a warning and as well and how to fix what he's warning us about. Yeah, I'm hear what I'm saying? So we will look at that as well, but first he gives some encouragement. And what is the encouragement? Look what it says. Since we have, that's what it says, therefore, since we have, we are surrounded.
Yes, we are.
And who is it? Why? What are you talking about surrounded? He's talking about those that are written in chapter 11.
Come on, preacher.
He says, since we are surrounded such a great cloud of witnesses. So who are the witnesses? As we said, they are in chapter 11 of Hebrews.
Yes, sir.
This is what I want us to understand. They have experienced some hardship like no others.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Yes, they did.
The people that the writer is talking about having to had to deal,
yes, sir,
even deal with the witness, but we deal with things that we don't even think about these days.
Amen.
The people, in a word, so he wanted them to hold on to their faith and not to give up and not to let anything,
amen,
get in their way.
Talk on them.
You see what I'm saying? Look off what he says. Look what he says in Hebrews chapter 11, beginning with verses number 39. Mm. Now look what I want us to understand here. These people, if you read through Hebrews chapter 11, they were persecuted.
Yes, they were.
They had to walk through the fire.
Yes, they did.
Literally, am I right about?
Amen.
Some of them even put to death.
Yes, sir, preacher.
But look what he says in verse number 39. These were all commended for what?
Their
faith. And I want us to pay attention to that next. Yet none of them received what has been promised. Now, hear what I'm saying. Usually, we don't want to, if we got some skin in the game, we want a payday, am I right about it? If we don't put something in the pot, hey, let me eat from the table, am I right about it?
Make it plain, no more.
If we have contributed, make sure there's something coming back. But the Hebrew writer said, yet they had not even received what they were from. They didn't let anything get in their way for making sure that their faith,
amen,
was what it should be. I want us to understand there's something else that is hindering us.
Amen.
I'm going to deal with that in just a few moments. Just hold your horse. I'll be right there. Well, because you're looking for that. And because there's something that's hindering us from being faithful to God. Because most of us, as I said, we got some skin in the game.
Amen.
And some of the things we've been through. Now, as you said, well, I need to be rewarded for it. But God has something better for it. Look at verse 40. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. So I'm here to tell you, don't give up. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Don't give up, because I'm here to tell you, it's better to have God and need him and not have him. Remember about
it? Amen. So true.
So you're just waiting to hear what is those things that are hindering. What is it that's holding us back? Mm. Let me start out. What about our friends and family? Mm. Sometimes friends and family can hold us back.
That's
See, it's not a sin to have friends. Yes, I'm already about it.
Amen.
It's not a friend. It's not a sin to have them. I'm hoping that I'm sin to have family because I got some. I'm already
Amen.
About it. But sometimes friends and family can hinder us from having a relationship with the Lord. Some of us have a group of friends that don't even respect God, but we respect them. Am I right about it? But you want to hold on to them because you have been befriending them since grade school.
Yes, sir.
But I ask the question to you just today. Can your friend bring you salvation?
No, sir.
Will they go with it beyond the grave?
Come on, preacher.
Look, Brother Brown, get from me Matthew chapter 10. And verse number 37. Friend, I'm here to tell you, it's good to have friends.
Yes, sir.
It's good to be friends with someone else. But don't let them hinder you.
Yes, sir.
From having the relationship. So I'm here to tell you, sometimes when we get friends in our home and it's Sunday, amen, let the walls. Leave them at the house, but you come, am I right about it? They need to know it's the Lord's Day. And
you
if you come to my house, where are we going? We're going to the house of the Lord. Now, if you don't want to go with me,
stay at home.
All right, that all right?
Right.
But I want us to know your friend. This friend come on Sunday morning or whenever he is, and they come to your house and they say, well, it's 9 o'clock. You can stay, but I'm going to the Lord's house. I'm already alive. But in family, what did it say in Matthew chapter 10?
He that loveth, father of love.
Yeah, we know that's what.
More than me.
Come on,
not worthy of me.
If not worthy of me.
He that loveth son
or daughter. Yeah, even that's talk it, about brother. The children.
Yes,
now thank the Lord for my children. For my children, rather.
Yes, sir.
I don't think there's nothing better than grandkids.
Amen.
But they shouldn't hinder you.
At all.
Am I right about for serving the Lord? Read, Brother Brown.
More than me is not worthy of me.
No. Is God telling you not to love them?
No, sir.
No, ma'am, no, sir.
Come on.
Is God telling us not to respect them? Mm-hmm. No, ma'am, no, sir. Because I'm here to tell you, we need to respect mother and father. Hello,
yes, sir.
Even one of the commandments,
yes,
respect, honor our mother and father, am I right about it? And then it tells you, because you do this, you will have a long life.
Yes, it will. It'll happen.
But what God is saying, what God is telling, I don't take seconds. I don't take the back seat. I want to be in the front. Am I right about it? I want to be the main focus in your life.
Because
I want to know here this morning, friends and family can hinder us from having the relationship
Amen.
That we need with the Lord. I'm saying we often need to love our friends and our family.
Amen.
But God wants to be first.
Talk, preacher.
Then what about circumstances and situations that are happening in our life? There are some hardships that are in our lives that will break down the strongest Christian.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't hear that.
Yes, sir.
The loss of a loved one. Pain from sickness. I'm here to tell you, it just knocks you to your knees.
Amen.
But then there, we talked about the witnesses that have been faithful to the Lord for a long time. But do you know what they did? They got up off the mat after they had been knocked down.
Come on, preacher.
And they still served the Lord. I want to give you an example. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses number, I'm here to tell you, Brother Norris said, there's a lot of meat in this.
Yes, sir.
Now, you can't eat it all in one reading. Then the Lord said, look where verse 23 said of Hebrews chapter 11. Look what happened. By faith, Moses' parents.
Yes, he did.
Look what he did. He hid him for how long?
3 months.
3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child. And they were afraid of the king edict. In other words, look, know what was happening here.
Yes, sir. Come on, preacher.
Pharaoh was killing the newborn.
Yes,
I'm here. That'll knock you down, am I right about?
Amen.
How can I stay faithful to a God that will allow children to be killed, am I right about?
Sir.
That'll knock you to your knees.
That'll make
hair stand up on your head.
Yes, sir.
But look what Moses' parents, they hid him because they had faith in the Lord. They didn't know how the Lord was going to deliver. But we know the story. They put him in a basket and put him in the water.
Same
king that was trying to kill him, daughter, raised him.
Yes, sir.
Circumstances and situation can knock you to your knee and make you get, you know what else they'll do?
Mm.
They'll make you get mad at God.
Sir. Amen.
And you want to give up on him.
Mm.
This would make me, I'm here to tell you, that would have made me want to give up as well.
Amen. We do.
And you want to, and you've been knocked down on the mat, so you, in the world, you just got to get up.
Yes, sir.
We are not able, sometimes we're not able to get up.
Right.
And we become mad at God.
Come on, man.
And you know what else we do? We make up our mind that we will not worship God.
Lord have mercy.
Anymore.
Mm.
We're mad at God because the fact we lost a loved one. But I'm here, I've read somewhere that is appointed unto man how many times?
Once
to die. In other words, that all of us, we didn't come here to stay.
Amen. It's good preaching, homie.
So we want to punish God. We think we can punish him.
You can't.
But I want you to know.
Come on, preacher.
We can't make it without God.
No, sir.
He's the only one that keeps blessing us. In spite of.
In spite of.
And I was trying to get back at him.
Can't do it.
We can't be. We can't
Come
be
on,
God
preacher.
Alone.
Come on, preacher.
Let me hasten on. There's another one. See, I mean, and you thought, see what I'm saying? You thought they was only talking about sin.
No,
I'm here to tell you, circumstances and situations, that's not a sin. That happens, or am I right about it?
Come on, preacher.
What about fear? Yeah, that's another
that
one.
Yes, it does.
I want you to know, as we said on so many occasions, that fear, Satan put fear and doubts in our mind.
Amen.
That's part of his toolbox. He wants us to doubt the love that Christ has, well, God has for his children.
Amen.
But I want us to know here that there was a time that one of even his disciples doubted. Get from me, Brother Brown, John chapter 20, verses number 27. There was one that doubted that Jesus had been risen from. And that's all Satan wanted him. Wanted to do for the 12 to make sure that they didn't do what they're supposed to do. So Jesus had to prove to him that he was the Son of God. And Satan won't doubt. Satan wants us to doubt who God is and what kind of relationship that we have him. Satan wants to put fear in our life as well. And if he does that, that would let us know that we will leave him as well.
Amen.
John chapter 20, verse 27, Brother Brian, what is that?
Then said he to Thomas.
Yeah, who? This old Thomas.
I know Thomas.
Reach hither, thy finger.
Yeah, look, Jesus, I'm going to prove to you.
And behold my hand.
Yes, sir.
And reach hither thy hand.
Look what he said. Put your finger in. Make sure that you can feel.
Come on, preacher.
Make sure you understand that I died upon the cross. But you don't believe that I'm here? Look what it says.
And thrust it into my side.
Now make sure, and not only that, put it in my side.
Mm. And be not faithless, but believe.
Yeah. In a word, quit your doubting and fear. And this is what I want to understand here as well.
Brother, we do.
We are just like we've been studying in Hebrews chapter 3, where it talked about God took care of a nation for 40, hello somebody,
Lord have mercy.
40 years that was doubting who he was. Mm. And they wanted God to prove to him that he was God. And he already had brought them from Egypt. He had given them, he was leading them by day and night. He gave them food when they didn't have any. He made sure that they had water when they didn't have any water. What the saying, preacher? I'm telling you this morning, God has proven to all of us who he is, what he can do, and yet we still doubt and fear him.
Good preaching, homo. Good preaching.
See, I'm talking about you thought that we're talking about sin. I'm giving you something else that can hinder us from. Let me give you this last one. I believe I got over here. And sometimes I don't think we think about that. And then there was money.
Lord have mercy.
There's nothing wrong with having money, is there?
No, sir.
All of us got a few pennies in the pocket. For some, it's not the last, but these just a few things. Some think we must be rich to make an impact for God.
No, sir.
Y'all didn't hear that, did you?
Yes, sir.
Some think you got to have a whole bunch of money to make an impact for God. But I'm here to tell you, most of us have a talent.
Yes, we do.
That God has blessed you with.
Amen.
Let me say it again. Most of us, I don't know what your talent is, but you can bless somebody with that talent.
Amen.
That you have. Most of us. Most of the time, and you know what, it doesn't involve money.
Not at all.
You know what God asked Moses when he made excuses?
Lord have mercy.
You know what he asked? What that in your hand? God said, Moses wanted to make excuses for what he couldn't do. But God asked him, what you have? And what that's in your hand? This week I was. The reason I say that because sometimes this hit me when this story came on. True story, there's a man that lives, a man in small town Alabama. Don't know how big the town was, but it looked like it was small, very small town, maybe about the size of it. There's a man there, went to the local pharmacy. Talked to the pharmacist and said, does there anyone in here that comes and not able to pay for their prescription? Mm. She said, yes, they all. Sometimes it does happen. I said, I'm still talking about money can hinder us.
Yes, sir.
She said, yes. He said, here's $100. I want you to put it there and say, if anybody come in, put that toward it, and they can't pay for their prescription. Mm. Put that toward their prescription. The pharmacist said every time he got $100, he bought it in and gave it to the pharmacist.
That's all right.
The children that was there said, when he died, he didn't have any money on his own.
Lord have mercy. Make your point.
You see what I'm saying?
Make your point, brother.
But because of this one gentleman, he didn't say he had came in every day, but he said every time he got $100, he bought it out and gave it to the pharmacy, logged it in, and someone came. There was a lady on there said, she said there was a time when she had lost a job and she needed medicine, and she didn't know how much she was going to pay it. So she went to the pharmacy and said, I can't pay for all my medicine. She said, no, don't worry about it, it's paid for.
Make your point, uncle.
You said that, and said, and said the two chairmen said, when he passed away, he didn't have any money. So it didn't take a whole bunch. Because some of us could spend $100. It goes to hell, somebody. But he didn't give it every day. And because of this one gentleman, they heard about it. The pharmacist said they get letters from overseas, people from everywhere, sending in whatever they can send in. So you see what I'm saying? And anyone that come into this pharmacy, if they don't have the money to pay for their prescription, it's paid for.
Come on, preacher. Make your point.
Y'all catch
make
me?
Make your point now.
See, it doesn't take a lot because they said it was a domino effect. And now, the pharmacist doesn't have to worry about anything. What you're saying, preacher, I'm telling you this morning, we got a great cloud of witnesses that have shown us how we can deal with the circumstances that we might be facing that will hold us back. But yet they were faithful unto and again I want to say, yet they did not receive the promise that God had planned for them. But yet it might take
examples. Come on, preacher.
We might not have any money. Circumstances and situations can lead us astray.
Lord have mercy.
Doubt and fear will set in us as well. Family and friends can take us away from a relationship. But the Hebrews said, let us look at our witnesses to make sure. Now let's fix this thing. I know what went over this morning. Let's fix this thing.
Right, preacher.
Give me verse number 2 as well. This tells how we need to fix it.
Looking unto Jesus.
Yeah! Who? Focus on who?
Jesus.
Don't focus on friends and family.
Jesus.
Don't focus on circumstances.
Jesus.
Don't focus on situations.
Yes, sir.
Looking unto Jesus, who is what?
And
finisher of our faith.
It's good preaching, brother.
Let me end there. Call that one. Oh, I didn't mean to.
It's all right, brother. We need it.
What's that? What is it that is holding you back? See, sometimes we think sin. I know Isaiah chapter 59, 1 and 2 tells us. And yes, it's not only sin that can hold us back.
Come on, preacher.
So I want to know this morning. Don't let those things that we consider favorable, but they can hold us back.
They can
grab. You got some skin in the game. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got some skin. You suffer. Am I right about it? You deal with some hard children and acting like hello somebody.
Yes, sir.
Grandkids won't even act right. Don't show the respect they need to show them. But don't let them hold you back from something.
Amen.
Having relationships with the Lord. So this moment, I'm here to tell you.
It's good preaching, homie.
We got a witness. If you read chapter 11, tell you about all of the witnesses.
Oh,
that had faith in God.
Yes, sir.
And then and what they did, what they had to suffer with, we don't even have to. I don't even compare.
At all.
So this moment, if we want to be a part of His kingdom, we ask you to become a child of God.
It's good preaching.
You come by hearing, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son. repenting of your past sin, confessing them before me, and being baptized for the remission of your sin.
Amen.
Then if you find out what's holding you back, I'm here to tell you, if they're sin, then confess the fault one to another. The prayer that we're righteous. Number 194, is that right, brother?
Yes, sir.
Bless these men.
Quran!
Oh.